Hi everyone, this is Kathy York, the Chief Wordsmith and Gaff Eradicator with Kathy York Writing. Today, my sixth step to non-overwhelm, and I call it Shut It Down. In my five steps to non-overwhelm post, I promise to address two additional ways to keep our companies and our lives on track. The sixth step today is shutting the business down each week. You just gasped, right? And then the seventh step is about wrangling our paperwork. Yay! Today, let's learn this valuable, though somewhat painful, lesson. The world can get along without us for a while. And step six is shut it down. If we are solopreneurs, we need time away from our business. If we have 423 employees, we need time away from our business. And when I say that, that includes the business email and the phone. When we ignore this premise, we are candidates for a bad experience. Here's the math. No one can do this better, plus micromanagement equals burnout. And I can speak to this because I've been there. In my 20s, I learned the burnout lesson the hard way. Important things crowded in, and I welcomed all of them into my life. I was pretty much saying, come on in, I can handle you. It's a years-long story of taking on every project thrown at me and working my fingers to the bone to hear those atta girl accolades. But what's important to this discussion is the result. Dragging around with no energy, the brain box shutting down, 2 weeks of invasive, ouch, testing at clinics and hospitals, and trust me, you don't ever want these last two. Lots of doctors saying, I've never seen, yeah, yikes. And 3 weeks on bed rest with yucky meds. Well, so much for the world can't get along without me. I had quite the humility check. All of the gains I had made by overwork, skillfully kept in place by someone else. Now, the projects no one else could run as well as I could, oh yeah, skillfully kept in place by someone else. So let's build in the step six, non-overwhelm. The speech from my physician, which began with, we're not sure, ended with, there's a little word in the English language you need to learn. It's easy, and it's pronounced no. That's when he slapped me with bed rest and a regimen of monster pills. And I was in panic mode. I had FOMO, fear of missing out, before FOMO was even a term. And I'm thinking, bed rest? Are you kidding me? Bed rest did not include scrapbooking, helping the cat, who was in a leg cast at the time, or cooking. Well, thankfully, the husband is a good cook. Other than bathroom breaks, I was allowed to read in bed and take a hot shower each day. Yep, that was it. Think you can't get tired of lying around reading for 3 weeks? I was wrong too. But I tell you what, learning to say no changed everything. I talked with friends who always seemed calm, cool, and collected, and were always on top of things. As a type A to the bazillionth degree, I admired those people, and my question for them was simple. How do you do it? Pretty much they all told me the same things, and it was easier to hear from them than from my doctor. Here are the top five I heard from them. Schedule time off and ink it in on the calendar. You can't change it. If anyone asks for that inked in, that booked time, your answer is no. If you don't want to do something, say no. here's my favorite. Take a nap, watch a movie, take another nap. There's a friend after my own heart. And the fifth one, it's not my favorite, because that other one was so cute. But boy, this really hits the nail on the head. And in quotes, scheduled, okay, scheduled doesn't always mean you are working. Well, I listened. It changed my life. Here is an attainable, sustainable goal for you. I try to close my office for 2 days each week. These are not necessarily consecutive days, and they may not include Saturday. Now, this can be tough if I'm in the middle of your book edit, strategic website assessment, or I'm proofing your blog post. If the calendar is especially tight, I forfeit my second day off, but everything shuts down on Sunday. I figure I'm just following God's example to us. I doubt he needed a nap, right? And when I say everything, I mean no computer, no business phone. People kind of panic there, and I tell them, well, how do you think I've read Gone with the Wind, House Divided, the Left Behind series of books, and all those O'Malley series books several times? And don't get me started about DVD boxed sets. Well, here's a bit of irony for you as I'm telling you shut it down. As I write this, I'm in my office at 7 a.m. on a Monday, groggy grumble, to work on this post. And I'll be here early tomorrow and Thursday, too. Wednesday is my blog day. That's all I work on. Well, why am I here? Because a last-minute chance for a non-working lunch with one of my proofers came up. And to get my second day off this week, this night owl must adjust big time. And this is one reason to leave slack in your calendar, but that's for the Step 7 post. Now, a little confession, I do keep a small notebook handy when I am in shutdown mode. I'm not going to lose a good idea for your website or my blog post. And here's my promise to you. The more you walk away from doing too much, the easier no becomes. It was so hard for me at first, but here's what I discovered. As my mindset changed, it felt good to add another no to the list. It was a game with one player, and I won. Hang in there. It'll happen for you. Here's a final thought. This doesn't count as an official shutdown, but it may help you work toward one. In late March, I hit the road from snow country to plunk down at Jacksonville Naval Air Station. I tagged along with the husband's airline maintenance training trip and worked on my book. Same work, same calendar, but change of venue. The sunshine, palm trees, and 75 degrees helped a lot. The refreshment factor of a different environment works wonders. And here is some more math. Working minus the usual interruptions equals surprisingly productive work. Now, granted, we rarely have a nice five states away retreat in our picture. But when there isn't time for a shutdown, any change of scenery can be a big help. Find a way to take this step. Well, come on in and join the conversation. Let's discuss the world won't revolve without me mode. Here are three ideas. You can bring your own, but here are my three ideas on the conversation. What do you see as a good first step to remedy this situation? If you have broken free of this habit, what was the most difficult during your transition? Or how have you helped someone else get past this always-on mindset? Share this post, subscribe so you don't miss the other steps, and join the conversation in the comments section. Let's all learn from each other. I'll see you next time. Bye.